Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering the 11th chapter in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. Let's go through the passage, which is titled Restoring Childhood. This passage talks about child servitude implicitly and also emphasizes on how labor of girls is considered detrimental to development. The society is blind towards domestic labor of girls' work because it is considered as non-profitable and non-lucrative. And these tasks do not have a visible market value. So while the exploitation of a boy's working on gemstones in a small manufacturing unit in Jaipur is easily recognized, the equal hazardous work of a girl cutting grass on a mountain slope in Garhwal is not acknowledged. This concept is insufficient to understand the severity of children's work. The majority of child workers in India are cultivators and agricultural laborers. The documentation of child labor in India has a strong focus on the dehumanizing conditions of children laboring in hazardous industries such as the match and fireworks factories of Tamil Nadu and UP. The self-employed and street children of Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore and other big cities have also been the object of many studies. The invisibility of rural child workers reflect an urban favoritism in Indian administration, research and the media, and the prevalent idea that rural life is somewhat idyllic. These children represent only the most striking and visible aspect of the denial of a child's right to a healthy childhood. One should challenge the invisibility of rural child workers, which reflect an urban biasness in Indian administration, research, and the media. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. People are blind to girls' work because it is considered as non-profitable and does not have a market value. So, a girl's labor is often ignored by the society. A large number of children in India are either cultivators or agricultural workers. Child labor in India focuses more on the dehumanizing conditions of children laboring in hazardous industries. The self-employed and street children of big cities have been objects of many studies, but the invisibility of rural child workers reflect an urban favoritism in Indian administration. Learners, let's go through some important words from the passage. Non-enumerative means something which is free, unpaid. Nurturing means caring for something. Hazardous means something which is very dangerous. Servitude means the state of being completely subject to someone. Domestic chores means household work. And idyllic means a happy village life. Learners, go through the text, analyze the text and also attempt the overall questions mentioned at the end of the text. Thank you, learners.